Post-game again, another big victory for the Lisbon Broncos. They got the head coach, Joe Gerding. I guess I should do some research on this. Your team is off to a 3-0 start, and score-wise, this has got to be one of the hottest starts the Lisbon Broncos have gotten off to. You've outscored your opponents 84-0 over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, I don't know the statistics on how, you know, where this is historically, but yeah, we're definitely off to a great start, and we hope to keep it going.
Okay, was it Jordan Sauer's birthday today or what? Because he ended up with 5 touchdowns, I believe, on the night.
No, it wasn't his birthday, but, you know, the kid has a knack for the end zone, and he gets in there and makes some things happen on his own, too.
Well, let's talk about what was working offensively. The Jaguars, you know, challenged you a little bit very early in the game. It wasn't quite as easy. The first 2 weeks, you guys scored on multiple drives to start the game, so something defensively they were doing must have worked out a little bit. Maybe it was a little off kilter for you guys because it's an away game, but did you make any adjustments, or did it just take a little longer for your offense to click?
Yeah, no, I mean, they really sold out to stop the run. You know, they put pretty much 10 guys in the box, and they blitzed hard, and, you know, it just took us a little while to make an adjustment because it wasn't anything that we had seen on film from them, so it just took a split second for us to make that adjustment, and, you know, also being able to hit a pass or two, that really opened some things up too.
Joe, you and I were talking earlier today. We weren't quite sure what the field is going to be like. And I know if you walk through the grass here, there is some standing water around here. What was the field like tonight?
You know, surprisingly, the field was actually in pretty good shape.
Well, you're here now at 3-0. You know, we've been talking a lot about the offense. We've talked a little bit last week about the defense. I think they really started to shine with the interception or two and sacks. And I think the defense, again, maybe ratcheted up even a little bit further. We saw some really impressive play.
Yeah, no, definitely. Our defense played well. You know, we kind of they had some very good athletes, and I think we did a pretty good job of shutting those guys down.
Talk about just some of the heroes. I know Riggers, for one. I called his name a lot tonight.
Yeah, no, he's kind of been an anchor in the middle for us. I mean, he started at middle linebacker since he was a freshman, and, you know, over the last few years has 100-something tackles. And tonight he kind of really got going. And, you know, this kind of power offense that they run, that is, you know, that's what he likes, and that's kind of where we thrive, is when teams try to do that. And, I mean, you know, we view that as kind of the strength of our defense.
Well, there's a lot of really good teams in Region 1A, although we're finding out who's the real contenders and who may be pretenders. But this game tonight, even though, you know, the Northern Cass Jaguars, I don't know if they were considered to be the top of the region, but I think when coaches around the region, Thompson and Oaks, and they open up the sports page or they watch the sports tonight and see you guys lay one on another team, they're going to really start taking notice of Lisbon.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're telling the kids that, you know, with the past in Lisbon, you know, we haven't got a whole lot of respect, and we're just telling the kids, you know, keep playing with a chip on your shoulder, and that's just kind of been the motto, play with a chip.
So early on, Eek is next. When do you start planning for them?
Tomorrow morning. You know, our kids last year, we went to EEK, and we did not play well at all, and, you know, we kind of want to get back going again down there.
Any injuries?
Nope, we made it out healthy tonight.